Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges of motherhood. I'm Laura Guckian, life coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guests. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession. A mumfession is any experience or feeling you are having as a mum, but you're too afraid to share. The stuff that makes you feel like you're alone or that you're doing this whole motherhood thing wrong. I want to first of all help you recognize you are not alone and you are not doing it wrong. But most importantly, give you the tools you need to navigate it. This is the emotional village that you need. To make sure you don't miss any other episodes of Mumfessions, please hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening. And if you would like extra tools, please go and visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Coming up this week, finding motherhood hard, finding it lonely, does not make you a bad mum.
I couldn't put into words how I was feeling. All I could say was, I don't want to do this anymore, which was terrifying.
Recognise you're human. Recognise that you are doing the best you can given your limited time, energy and resources. Recognise the village is gone and you are never supposed to do this alone.
But my goodness, it's hard some days and it's a struggle. I try to remind myself it's seasons, they will come and they will go.
I have becoming the shouting and roaring mother I never wanted to be.
She mentioned gentle parenting. How about gentle mothering? I have an issue with this. Today's episode is sponsored by Rescue Remedy, a brand that has been trusted for over 80 years. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during some of the more challenging days of motherhood, a must-have for any busy mum. I am so excited to get stuck in to our very first episode of Mumfessions. To give you context, I am sitting in a beautiful studio in Cork at the very south of Ireland. We have two wonderful sound engineers here, Killian and Leah, and my gorgeous producer, Charlotte, is dialing in from London. So I'm really, really grateful to have this platform and experience to talk about it. But I think it's only fair, before I share everyone else's Mumfessions, to give you a little idea of my ultimate Mumfession. I want you to understand why this podcast is here. I became a mum almost 8 years ago and it turned my world upside down. Nothing about my experience looked or felt like I thought it should be. We're going to come back to the shoulds later. I felt scared, alone. I felt like the worst mother in the world and I thought nobody else was like me. Everywhere I looked, I saw happy mothers and I thought there was something seriously wrong with me. I eventually became so mentally unwell that I needed to leave my 10-month-old baby and admit myself to a psychiatric hospital for 2 months. It took me almost 3 years to rebuild my life. And since then, I have been on a mission to ensure that no other mother ever has the same experience as me. I unlearned all the rules of motherhood, removed all the shoulds, and became the mom I need and want to be. I won't lie, I still find motherhood really hard, and there are still days I will stand in the shower crying, because let's be honest, it is hard. But the difference now is I have the tools I need to navigate motherhood. I don't listen to the shoulds. I am now the mum I need and want to be, and I want to give the very same tools to you. Over the last 3 years, I've helped over 4,000 mums achieve positive mental well-being. So I have the privilege of knowing that I'm not alone, but I know most mums don't. There are some wonderful motherhood podcasts out there, and many of them invite well-known mums to share their experience. I wanted this podcast to be different. I want you to be my guests. I want to open up this platform to allow you to share your voice and your experience. It's a massive risk because there isn't a podcast like this out there. But I really, really hope that you stay tuned, you keep listening, because I promise you, I am going to make you feel seen, heard and supported. This is such an important one and it's why I chose it as the very first Mumfession.
Hi Laura, I've got a few Mumfessions. My biggest one, I suppose, and the one that sticks with me and I think will probably always stick with me, is my guilt over probably not having or not feeling that euphoria and instant love when my baby was handed to me. It's something that I, you know, dealt with and still think about a lot. It's something that I wish people, mums, were more honest about. And I think, you know, I had very bad anxiety after I had my baby. You know, I didn't dare speak about how I had felt in that moment. And I didn't, you know, I had just I just felt numb, really. I think I was in complete shock, and I wish that people had just told me that that's okay if you felt that way or if you feel that way. But instead, I think what the information that we're fed and the story that we're told about is that, you know, you feel this, well, you feel love like you've never felt it before. And that did come, of course, but in that instant, I didn't feel that. Now she's the love of my life, and I couldn't love her anymore. Obviously, she's my child, but I still feel so guilty, and I wish that I'd had that euphoric moment when she was handed to me. But as I said, I was in complete shock, and I think I was in complete shock for, you know, a week or two afterwards. I don't think it just went away. I think you are handed this tiny baby and, you know, sent home. As much as I was prepared and I had read and spoke to lots of friends, nothing can prepare you for it. And I still feel guilty over not having that in the first few minutes.
Actually getting emotional thinking about it myself. When my little boy Leo was born, I thought, oh my goodness, what has just happened? I'm really scared. This is terrifying. When my second baby was born, Alex, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm never ever doing this again. That was horrendous. When my little girl was born, I thought, why isn't she breathing? Make her breathe. What's happening? I never, ever, ever felt this gush of love that is spoken of. I never felt it. And I recently did a survey on my Instagram page, and over 65% of you said you never felt it either. We need to demystify this myth. Not every woman feels that gush of love, and that's okay. Some women do, and that's also okay. So that's the first thing. I never felt it. You didn't do anything wrong. You mentioned there this guilt you felt. That's the part I want to tackle. I want you to be able to let that guilt go. And here's how we're going to try and do that. I want you to write down what love means to you, what loving your child means. Because for me, it doesn't necessarily mean having those feelings of love, like those big gushes of love, what we see in the movies. For me, are they safe? Are they healthy? Am I raising them to be happy, resilient children? And just because you didn't get that gush of love doesn't mean you didn't love your baby from the start. Because I know with my children, I loved them from the moment I was pregnant. But yes, I found it incredibly hard. I found it really hard. But I always loved them. I really feel sad because you mentioned in this something like, I didn't dare share it with anyone. We need to stop this. We need to have a place where our mums feel okay to share their actual reality of motherhood. Because when you become a mum, I'm thinking back of me and I'm thinking of you as a new mum. We are so incredibly vulnerable. It's really scary, particularly as a first-time mum. It can be traumatic. It can be a relief. It can be lots of things. There's no right or wrong way to feel as a new mum. So redefine what you thought it would be. Redefine what you thought it should be. Because who says you can't have your baby? All you feel is fear or shock or absolute anxiety. We don't have to feel that gush of love. But the absence of that gush of love does not mean that you don't love your child. You've always loved your child. I've always loved my children. And I have zero guilt about not having that gush of love. And I speak to mums every day. Many of them come to me saying, will I have a second baby? And we're trying to work through that decision. And for many of them, the reason for wanting a second baby is they're craving that gush of love that they've heard about. So I want to demystify that myth. Not every mother feels it, and that's okay. You also said it wasn't in the books I read or something to that effect. My advice for any new mom, don't read the books, bin them. Bin them. Because your experience of motherhood, I can promise you, will not match the books. And when I became a mom, I constantly felt like I'm doing it wrong. It's not what it said in the books. My baby is not doing what it said in the books. That's okay. Your journey as a mom is unique. Your village is unique. Your support is unique. Get rid of the shoulds. Give yourself permission to let this guilt go. You didn't do anything wrong.
Good afternoon. My mom fashion is regarding loneliness at home. While on maternity leave with a small baby, I'm mum to one little boy, and I find being at home all day by myself a big struggle. My husband's at work. I've got no local family support, unfortunately. We try and get out as much as we can, but the days can be long, very, very long. And I find that a big struggle. I also miss my old life. I miss being spontaneous and being able to go and see and be and do and be who I wanted to be, go for a massage, see my friend, go out for lunch on days off from work. I can no longer do that in a spontaneous manner, which I really, really miss, but that's okay. I really believe that it's okay to miss your old life a lot, which I do, and you can be in both camps. You can quite easily miss your old life a lot, but also love your new life. I really appreciate what opportunity I've been given by being able to have a baby, and that will never be lost. Well, me certainly not, but my goodness, it's hard some days. And it's a struggle. I try to remind myself it's seasons. They will come and they will go.
Oh my goodness. I think this is a really special mom fashion. I'm listening to it there, feeling how vulnerable this mom is. She's mentioning she's on mat leave. First of all, it is hard. It is hard. It is lonely. It is all of those things. And I'm going to explain why in a moment. But the first thing I want to pick up on is I sensed from that mom fashion a bit of trying to justify your feelings. You said something like, I feel this. And of course, I love my child. We can feel all of these things. We can find motherhood hard, lonely. We can be wishing for our own life. We can get frustrated with our children. We can be angry with our children. And we can love our children and be grateful to be mothers and be grateful for everything. We need to change the narrative. We are allowed to feel two things at once. Finding motherhood hard, finding it lonely, does not make you a bad mom. It just makes you a woman who has needs and feelings. Here's why it's feeling so hard and so lonely, right? The first thing, I hear this all the time. I'm grieving my old life. I miss the old me. I'm trying to get the old me back. We need to stop saying this. The old you is gone and she's never ever coming back. And that's okay. You are now completely different. You have fundamentally changed as a woman. And here's why. You have gone through a process called matrescence. Matrescence is the best kept secret of motherhood. Matrescence is like adolescence, but for mums. And just like when we went through adolescence, we were vulnerable, we were emotional. It was a challenging time in our lives. But when we went through adolescence, society expected it to be hard for us. Society kind of held us. We had our parents' support. We had education. That is not the case for mothers. It is not the norm to say that motherhood is hard. So you are going through matrescence. And this is why it's hard. Because when we go through matrescence, we are at our most vulnerable from a psychological perspective. Matrescence can last for up to 10 years and it happens each time we have a child. You are also going through postnatal depletion, which is another best kept secret of motherhood. This is a phrase coined by Dr. Oscar Serilac. And what he says is the postnatal period is not 6 months or 6 weeks. It can be up to 2 years. And that is the physical and emotional recovery of carrying a child. And you are also going through baby brain, which, yes, is a real thing. There was a study done in 2016 that proves that the grey matter in a woman's brain is reduced after having a child. Why does that matter? The grey matter is responsible for our memory, our concentration, our emotional regulation, as well as other things. So if you are finding it hard, if you are finding maternity leave lonely, it is because it is for many women. Not all women. And that's important to say. I feel there's this thing at the moment that either woman can't share her experience. If a woman says she's enjoying motherhood, then she's told, stop talking about that. If a mother says she's finding it hard, she's told, stop talking about it. Both experiences can be true. Both experiences can be valid. But we need to acknowledge every single woman has different support, has had a different life experience, has very different circumstances. And they're like levers. If all the levers are in place, then yes, we are more likely to have a positive experience in motherhood. If those levers are gone, and you layer that with matrescence, postnatal depletion and baby brain, then yes, why wouldn't it feel hard? So please know you're not alone. You don't need to justify this. This is, as you say, a chapter and it will pass. So in the meantime, do whatever you need to navigate this vulnerable chapter in your life. Ignore the shoulds, stop looking at the other mums and just do what's right for you. If you are listening to this mumfession, and you're not having this experience, but you maybe know your sister or your friend might be feeling like this. This is what you can do. Just reach out. Ask them, how are you doing? But then ask, how are you really doing? Give them the space to share how they're really feeling. You don't need to solve it. You don't need to give the solution. In my experience, what mothers need is a place to feel seen and heard. Let her share how she's feeling. Tell her it's normal. Tell her it's okay. Tell her to listen to this podcast and that she's not alone. Because what I've learned when I work with my clients and I ask them at the end, what did you find most helpful? Was it all of the tools and plans I gave you? Or was it something else? And they generally say, yes, it was the tools. But actually, it's now knowing that I'm not alone. I'm not doing anything wrong. And I'm not an awful mother. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. As a busy mum of three, on the days I need a little extra support, I always reach for Rescue Remedy. Trusted for over 80 years, the formula is the same today as when it was developed more than 80 years ago, with the unique combination of 5 batch original flower essences. Rescue Remedy provides comfort and reassurance to calm and support your emotional balance during the days when your reserves might be running low. And if, like me, you sometimes find it hard to get a full night of sleep, I like to reach for the Rescue Night Range, which contains white chestnut to help switch off from a racing mind and allow for more restful sleep. And Rescue Night is free from sedatives with no side effects or grogginess the next morning. Rescue Remedy is available from health stores and pharmacies nationwide and also in Super Value and Tesco. As we're now halfway through this week's episode, if you think you would like to share your mum fashion with me and get a little bit of support with it, please feel free to email it to mindmommycoaching@gmail.com or come and say hi on my Instagram page at mindmommycoaching.
Hi, so I have 2 toddlers, 1.5 and 2.5, and my mom fashion and something I am quite ashamed of is I have becoming the shouting and roaring mother I never wanted to be. I am pro gentle parenting and I'm all about taking a gentle approach towards my...
I want to stop that mom fashion and talk about one important thing she said before we listen to the rest. She mentioned gentle parenting. How about gentle mothering? I have an issue with this. I get and I respect the opinions of experts who have far more experience and expertise on child development than I do. But I know mums, and I know for sure what a child needs most is a happy and healthy mum. And I feel as a mum, there is this pressure to be that gentle parent, to do things as it should be, to follow the academic book of what is ideal for our children. But the reality is, motherhood is not black and white, and it's full of grey. And we are all just doing our best. And I'm stopping it on this because I hear it time and time again. I'm not being the gentle parent. That's okay. That's okay. I'm not the gentle parent. We need to redefine gentle parenting and let's start talking about gentle mothering. How about you start being more gentle with yourself? How about you stop beating yourself up for not being the perfect mother? Because here's why. I'm going to explain in a minute why you have become, as you said, the shouty mum.
And I'm all about taking a gentle approach towards my kids' big feelings. But when my older toddler's big feelings start to clash with my big feelings, I can't regulate, resulting in him not being able to regulate. And we just end up just upset, feeling guilty. And I just see no way past it. When I've done everything else that I could do to take a gentle approach, I just see no end other than to shout to steer his attention away from the behaviours in which he's displaying. And yes, it works short term, but not long term. I know all of this, yet I can't seem to stop.
Right. So why are we becoming the shouty mums? Well, first of all, that's another phrase that needs to be ditched. When I hear any phrase like shouty mum or mum rage, I don't have that in my vocabulary anymore. I call it depleted mum. And here's why. I'm going to explain a little concept here that we're probably going to talk a lot about in this podcast. And it's going to change everything in terms of how you look at yourself. The word self-care is not allowed on this podcast. I do not allow it with my clients. I feel like it's a dirty word, especially in motherhood, because it suggests we need to do more than, or it suggests that a bubble bath or a deep breath will solve all of this. It won't. It's rubbish. We're going to talk about reserves. We all have our roles and responsibilities in a day. I'm not just talking about the practical stuff. I'm also talking about the mental load that we all carry as mums, the shoulds, the guilt, that little inner critic that is constantly going. We all then have our limit. Everything in between is what I call reserves. When our reserves are high, how do we feel? We feel good. We feel happy. We feel energized. We feel calm. We can navigate challenges. Things just feel easier. It's almost like the mother that has 9 hours of sleep. We can lift a car. When our reserves are low or depleted, which is the case for most mums, then our capacity to navigate any challenge is reduced. We have no energy. We're exhausted. Our patience is low. We might snap or shout at our children, and that's okay. So when I become the shouty mom, and I have no shame or guilt about it, I don't criticise myself. I don't feel this immense guilt of, oh my God, you're the worst mother in the world. For me, that's my signal of depleted reserves, Laura. Reserves are running low. And I ask myself, what do you need to fill your reserves back up, Laura? Can you give it to yourself now, or can you do it later? I see it as an opportunity to take care of myself, to do something to fill the reserves back up. Because if that inner critic continues to tell you you're a bad mom, you're doing it wrong, you shouldn't be shouting at your kids, you're the worst mother in the world, your reserves are going to continue to be depleted. Recognize you're human. Recognize that you are doing the best you can given your limited time, energy and resources. Recognize the village is gone and you are never supposed to do this alone. And instead of telling yourself you're the worst mother in the world for being the shouty mom, how about asking yourself what you need? And can you give yourself permission to do it? Because I'll say it time and time again, our children need a happy and healthy mum. When we are happy and healthy, we can meet their big emotions. We can meet the challenges. We can be there for them. If we go down, they go down. So before we finish up, I want to share one really special mum fashion. This mum fashion stands on its own. I don't need to talk around it because this amazing mother has found her own way out. I hope you can give this a minute of your time to listen to her brave story and recognize you are not alone in anything you are feeling, and however hard it is now, this is just a chapter and this too shall pass.
My mumfession is that I hated my life for a long time after having my little boy. I felt like my life had done the biggest 180 from being a self-confessed workaholic to suddenly being stuck at home with this tiny human that I was solely responsible for, and I hated it. To feel so out of control, out of my comfort zone and so alone sent me to a very dark place for a long time. I had feelings of regret, anger, disappointment, but also a massive amount of guilt. I couldn't put into words how I was feeling. All I could say was, I don't want to do this anymore, which was terrifying. But it's amazing how, once I plucked up the courage to be honest, how many others were feeling or had felt the same. As awful as I felt in the moment, I took a huge amount of solace in the testimonies of others, and they helped me to see past the negativity, and still do. Those thoughts haven't completely gone away, but I know now that when I do feel low, it's just thoughts and I can see past them.
Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found today's episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe or follow button. But most importantly, please share with your friends. Because if you related to any of the topics on today's episode, I promise you they will relate too. You can also leave me a review and a rating wherever you're listening. I'd really appreciate it. If you would like to avail of some additional resources, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, it's not selfish to mind mommy, it's essential. Thank you to Rescue Remedy for supporting this podcast. Mumfessions is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast production manager was Charlotte Mason. The podcast producer was Saffron Mirza. And the podcast production assistant was Abby Sandler. This podcast was recorded in Take 9 Studios in Cork.